Well, many wealthy countries have vaccinated more than half of their populations against COVID-19. But across the entire continent of Africa, just 5% of people have gotten a full dose. Advocates for greater access say a major reason is that African countries rely on manufacturers in other continents where they have little clout. Now, a pharmaceutical startup in South Africa is involved in an effort to change that. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports.
The company is called Afrigen Biologics and Vaccines, and until recently, it specialized in developing veterinary shots using fairly traditional methods. But these days, Afrigen's Cape Town lab is a hive of research into the cutting-edge technology behind mRNA vaccines.
So you will see scientists in white coats.
Petra Treblanche is Afrigen's managing director.
And some with full suit personal protective equipment, operating a bioreactor to make the actual DNA. You will see microbiology clean rooms where testing is taking place.
Because the World Health Organization recently tasked Afrigen with a mission: figure out how to make an mRNA vaccine against COVID that is as close as possible to the version produced by Moderna.
That's the blueprint or the gold standard.
Then, once Afrigen has sorted out all the complicated steps to make Moderna's shot on an industrial scale, the WHO will pay Afrigen to become a teaching center. Martin Frieda is the WHO official in charge of this effort.
Manufacturers from around the world will be invited to come and learn the entire process. So this will accelerate the availability of the technology, not to one manufacturer, but to many manufacturers.
The project budget is about $100 million. Frieda says it makes sense to stand up more manufacturers of mRNA vaccines in particular because the technology appears so effective against COVID and shows promise against diseases like malaria. As to why the WHO has chosen to try to copy Moderna rather than the other mRNA COVID vaccine made by Pfizer or BioNTech?
Moderna has reiterated on several occasions that they will not enforce their intellectual property during the pandemic.
A manufacturer probably won't face a lawsuit for producing a vaccine that's virtually identical to Moderna's. Also, says Frieda, compared to Pfizer's vaccine, there's a lot more information in the public domain about how Moderna's vaccine is made. But Afrigen's Petra Treblanche says there are still a lot of unknowns. Take Moderna's patent.
It's written very carefully and cleverly to not disclose absolutely everything.
So while Afrigen knows most of the specialized ingredients that are needed,
what we don't know is exact concentrations. And we don't know some of the mixing times, some of the conditions of mixing and formulating.
Moderna is facing growing pressure to share this know-how, including from some U.S. Congress members who note that the company got at least $1 billion in U.S. taxpayer funds to help it develop its COVID vaccine. When asked for comment, Moderna referred NPR to a previous press release stating that the company is committed to protecting as many people as possible and noting that Moderna plans to build its own plant in Africa, location TBD. Pfizer-BioNTech has made a similar announcement. Frieda of the World Health Organization says this type of plant would have limited impact because it won't be a teaching center.
But also, this is very important, we need to make sure that it is owned by the Africans and that the Africans are empowered.
Otherwise, what's the guarantee the doses wouldn't be shipped to the US or Europe? Still, Frieda says the WHO is talking to Moderna, and he remains hopeful the company will agree to provide some kind of tech transfer. If so, it would cut the time it would take to get a manufacturer pumping out doses from 3 or 4 years down to about 2.
Half the time period.
But even that could be too late. Rasmus Beck Hansen is CEO of Airfinity, an independent London-based analytics company. He projects that by next year, existing plants will already be providing more than enough COVID vaccines for the world. Hansen says this doesn't mean it's pointless to facilitate this kind of mRNA vaccine production, but
we should think about these regional initiatives more as preparation for the next pandemic.
So he says they will definitely serve a purpose. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.